This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei and joining me today is Rob. Rob, wake up.
Hi everyone.
What's wrong, Rob?
It's the kids. My house is a mess. Toys, pencils, paint everywhere. And I've been trying to get them to clear everything up.
And I guess you haven't been successful.
Yeah, that's right. I shouted at them until I was blue in the face. But the house is still a mess.
Rob, you don't look blue to me. Just your normal colour.
Yeah, I know that. What I mean is, I'm wasting my time because it won't happen. Whatever I say, I won't get the result I want.
Which is a tidy house. So, saying something until you're blue in the face means telling someone something is a waste of time because nothing will happen or change. Oh dear, Rob, it sounds like you have no control over your kids.
You're probably right. But I'm not alone. Let's hear some other people who are blue in the face.
I've told him to get here on time until I'm blue in the face, but still he continues to arrive late.
He told her not to break the speed limit on the motorway until he was blue in the face, but she still did it, and guess what? She got a speeding ticket.
So saying until I'm blue in the face means even though you keep saying something, nobody will listen to you. I know what that's like, Rob.
Really?
Yes. Every time you make me a coffee, I always ask you to put 2 sugars in it. But you never do.
Pardon, Feifei? I wasn't listening. I'm so tired.
Why are you so tired, Rob? All you did was ask the kids to tidy up.
Yes, but because they didn't listen to me, I had to tidy everything up.
Actually, I can see that. You really are blue in the face. Look, you've got blue paint there, oh, and there, and there.
Oh, those damn kids.
Calm down, Rob. Your face is turning red.
Bye.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.